NZRTR Mobile.
Good afternoon again, Tom. NZRTR KP4CVA Mobile.
Let me turn earlier. Sorry I lost you a while ago, Dave. We was pulling into Lidl's here in Spartanburg, and it just went bang, and it was gone when we got in front of the store.
This place is all over Greenville like that. I mean, when I pull up beside at the drive-thru at Papa John's there, right off East North, I completely lose the repeater. I mean, I can't get it up and I can't hear anybody talking on it. Good Lord, they dropped the speed limit. They had dropped it to 45, and now they're dropping it to 35. I don't get it. But anyway, I'm on 25 North. By the way, I just went under Highway 11. And, well, I see there's some construction up here where you bear off and go to Saluda by the, what do they call that? The, well, I can't remember what they call it. Where we keep all our water.
What you call it? Greenville. repository, I don't know. Well, boy, you're clear as a bell. You're doing a good job, Dave. We're heading for home. We need to go to Aldi's, but Bernice conceded to go tomorrow because I'm just wore out. I'm tired of shopping. We went into Golden Corral and had a nice lunch over here. I think that's one of the best buys you can get over there. It was $22 for two of us.
Too bad. Well, my wife was supposed to go on this trip, but she pooped out on me. And there's a lot going on with her mom right now. They took her off a bunch of medicine, and she's kind of talking out of her head. And then we've got the problem with the oldest daughter and her son, our grandson. So, the drama just keeps on coming.
And I don't have any answers for that. But you're a minister. You're supposed to know how to get out of everything.
I do. I'm leaving town.
That's a good idea. You got Bernice giggling on that one, Dave.
Like I said, my wife was supposed to go with me. In fact, I think, I don't know. I don't know if it was her idea or my sister's, but we haven't been up there in a long time. And, this was supposed to be my wife and I coming up to see her. But I'll probably stay till about either Saturday or Sunday. And I might pick the chocolate cream pies from the pie shop on my way back.
Well, suits your fancy, but I don't think I could go with that. But I know you have to. And you're religious about watching your diet, so that's a good thing, I'll tell you. Well, I talked to Patrick last night. He's got a knee that's going bad on him, and that's not an easy thing to get over. That's about 3 months downtime.
So he's not going to be able to work.
And he said no. So that's a bad situation.
I mean, when you can't work, it's just, you're not making any money. So It's too bad that it wasn't a work-related injury. He could get workman's comp.
He probably has to pay for it himself. I don't know how that worked. But he worked hard for his money. He's out on that route and all. Well, he's learning some good things lately. And he's getting a class on how to tune up repeaters and that. So that's really an interesting thing. But it's by invitation only, so I couldn't go anyway. It's way up north up there by him. But he's continuing to learn, and boy, you can't beat anyone that's willing to do that.
For sure. I probably should be reading some books. That's one thing. I did that for a while after I retired, but I don't know, just got old or something, got tired of it. I've never been a big reader, even you know, when I was in school, even like, you know, elementary through high school and college, I just really hated to read. That was the part I hated the worst.
Sit down and read a technical manual from cover to cover. But Bernice likes to read biographies and things like that, or magazines, and I hate it. I never did like to read like that. I didn't even like to have to do it when it was assigned to you in high school.
We call that busy work. But anyway, I tell you, this getting out from behind these people.
Welcome to North Carolina.
Matt, thanks. And welcome to North Carolina. So you're probably going to lose me here. I just crossed the state line.
That specifically. Very clearly. Well, it says south on Highway 85. And we just cleared the bridge here. Going back towards Greenville on 29, Wade Hampton, whatever you want to call it. And we're not going to turn on that, that's for sure. We just come straight on in. I think I'll go through the touchless car wash up here. I don't like those brush type ones.
I'll have mine. We got two new ones on Wade Hampton just right near our house. And I ran mine through one, and they tore up the front end and, you know, took the paint off its plastic, and they took the paint off of it all the way down to the, raw color of the plastic, because it was black, and it's supposed to be gray, light gray. But anyway, and I didn't notice it that day, and you have to report it that day it happened, or if they won't do anything about it.
Reason. Unreasonable. But they did the same thing to my Tacoma. There were some decal-like things by the wheel wells. They were factory, and that truck had one little scratch on it. And that dang thing that cleans your wheels off scratched the heck out of it. So we go out here by Walmart in Greer on the west side, or the east side of Greer, excuse me, out towards the Toyota dealer. And there's a car wash there just before you get to Walmart. It does a pretty fair job, and it's brushless. But during the summer, Bernice likes to wash them. There's something wrong with that woman, but she does. Dave, you're getting pretty scratchy. I don't know how long I can hold you. This is N0TR.
Yeah, I'll make this my last because it is getting really scratchy. Enjoy the queue, so have a good day. N0TRKB4CBA clear.
Good day. Have a safe trip. And We'll talk to you later. Enjoy your visit with your sis. This is N0TR Mobile.